The Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer. Chapter 6, Part 5. Picking up on page 142, September 26, 1840. When I went yesterday to the meeting for prayer, I found that some articles which had come from Leeds had been sold for 10 shillings 9 dimes, and that 2 shillings 6 dimes had been taken out of the box in the girls' orphan house. To this, one of the laborers added 10 shillings of his own. This 1 pound 3 shillings 3 dimes supplied all we needed yesterday, but there was now again nothing in hand to meet this day's demand, which I knew would be great, on account of it being Saturday. The Lord, however, remembered our Saturday's necessities, and therefore sent in abundantly, so that we had even more than we needed for today, though we required no less than 5 pounds. The Lord sent in altogether 8 pounds 18 shillings 1 1/4 dime in the course of the day, while it's commenced without there being a penny in hand. October 2nd, nothing came in yesterday, nor this morning. In addition to this, I was so engaged that in the afternoon I had not even time to make inquiry how the Lord had helped. Thus, it is often that I can do nothing but quietly go on with my engagements, casting all care upon the Lord. When I came home this evening, the first thing that met my eyes was the following letter from a distance of many miles. Beloved brother, 5 pounds are enclosed as from the Lord, as I believe you stand in need of it for the use of the orphans. Yours affectionately, F.W. Truly the Lord, to whom he had spoken yesterday, had spoken for us and told this brother that we were in need of money. After having read this letter, my eyes met 2 others. In the one I was informed by a brother that he had sold 2 pairs of fire screens for 8 shillings and had sent the money. These screens had been for many months in the hands for sale, and now today, in this hot poverty, a lady came to the shop and bought them. The other letter was from Brother B., master of the boys in the boys' orphan house, which I gave here. I opened the boxes and found 4 shillings 1 1/2 dimes in them. This was far from being sufficient. About 4 o'clock, 3 persons came to the orphan houses and put into the box at the boys' orphan house 7 shillings, into the box of the infant orphan house 6 shillings, and into the box at the girls' orphan house 7 shillings. Thus, I have had in all to divide 1 pound 4 shillings 1 1/2 dimes, which meets the necessity of the day. October 7th, there came in 1 pound 14 shillings 2 dimes today in small donations. It was now 5 weeks since we had daily met for prayer. The Lord gave us grace to continue in prayer and kept our hearts in the assurance that he would help. Now, though he delayed long before he sent us the answer, in his own time he made it manifest that he had not only not shut his ear against our prayers in anger, but that he had answered them even before we called. For there was sent today from the East Indies a bank order for 100 pounds, which had been sent off 2 months since, before, therefore several days before we even began to pray. It was left to me to apply this money as it might be needed, as we had so long and so particularly prayed for the school, Bible, and missionary funds. I took the whole of it for them. October 20th, Tuesday. During these last 3 days, we have again experienced the continued care of our loving Father on behalf of the orphans. On Saturday evening, when again there was no money at all remaining in my hands, a pair of silver-mounted horns was anonymously left at my house. On the Lord's Day, I received 6 pounds 1 shilling. Yesterday, the Lord sent in still more abundantly, for in the morning came 12 pounds, and in the evening 2 pounds was given to me by D.C. This morning, a few minutes after I had been thinking that no potatoes had been sent yet for the orphans, and that we had no money to lay in a stock, a brother came and informed me that he had given orders that 20 sacks of good potatoes should be sent to the orphans' houses. Thus our Father continually cares for us. November 8th, Lord's Day. Today the Lord has been again very kind and looked upon us in our poverty. Besides the 1 pound 10 shillings for rent I received with Ecclesiastes 9:10, 5 pounds. I was also informed that 2 large sacks of oatmeal had been sent from Glasgow as a present. In addition to all this, a brother told me that he had it in his heart to give 10 pounds worth of material for winter clothes for the children, leaving the material to my choice, according to the needs, so that just what was most desirable might be given. There was also 1 shilling put into the box of a sailor with the words Jehovah Jireh. These words have often been refreshing to my soul for many years past, and I wrote them with a very valuable diamond ring set with 10 brilliants, which was given to the orphans upon a plate of glass in my room, which circumstance, in remembrance of the remarkable way in which that valuable ring came, has often cheered my heart when in deep poverty my eyes have been cast upon it. Jehovah Jireh, an example, the Lord will provide, while sitting in my room. November 19th, still since September 18th, 1838, there has been perhaps of all the days the most trying. The poverty has been exceedingly great for the last 6 days. There had come in no money since yesterday. On this account, no bread could be taken in, as far as the natural prospect went. Nor was there any money at 3 in the afternoon to take in milk for tea when Brother B came to me. However, we prayed together, and the Lord had mercy. For one of the laborers found that he was able, which he knew not before, to give of his own 10 shillings, so that there were the means to take in milk by the time it is usually brought. This evening about 6 there came in still further 10 shillings, 3 dimes, by the sale of reports. Thus, by the good hand of our God upon us, we were able to take in bread as usual. How very kind of the Lord that he sent us an abundance of potatoes and 2 large sacks of oatmeal before the season of deep poverty as to the pecuniary means commenced. May the Lord now in great pity look upon us, for we are in deeper poverty than ever. As with every day it increases, whilst there is no full deliverancy. Thanks be to the Lord that my mind has been in peace this day. Also, though our faith has been so much tried, thanks to him that my mind is now in perfect peace, that there is nothing but want on every side before me, respecting tomorrow. Surely the Lord will again in his own time more fully stretch forth his helping hand. November 20th. Nothing more had come in this morning. It was nearly 3 o'clock this afternoon when Brother B called on me to see whether anything had come in. But I had received nothing. I was obliged to go out with a brother from Devonshire, and therefore requested him to wait till I returned. About 3:15, I came back, when among several persons who were waiting at my house to converse with me, there was a sister whom I much desired to see about some church affair. I did so. When I had ended the conversation with her about 3:30, she gave me 10 pounds for the orphan. More sweets and more needed were none of the previous deliverances. Language cannot express the real joy in God which I had. I was free from excitement. The circumstance did not unfit me, even for a single moment, to attend to my other engagements. I was not in the least surprised, because by grace my soul had been waiting on God for deliverance. Never had help been so long delayed. In none of the houses was milk for tea, and in one even no bread, and there was no money to purchase either. It was only a few minutes before the milkman came, when Brother B arrived at the orphan houses with the money. Yet even now it was more than an hour before the usual tea time. The Lord be praised for this deliverance. Such a week of deep poverty as had not since November 13th we never had before. Yet thanks to the Lord, we have lacked nothing, and we have been kept from dishonoring him by unbelief. November 27th, this morning I received 4 pounds from a sister in Dublin, before we were really in need. But this donation came very seasonably to meet the large demands of tomorrow, Saturday, for which there is nothing in hand. December 5th, Saturday morning. Yesterday afternoon, a sister left 2 sovereigns at my house for the orphans. The Lord, in the love of his heart, remembered our Saturday's necessities and sent in this supply, for there was only 18 shillings 6 dimes in hand when this money came, and 2 pounds, 12 shillings, is needed for this day. Evening. As there was now again only 6 shillings 6 dimes in hand, I gave myself to prayer, and immediately after I had risen from my knees, 1 pound 5 shillings 6 dimes was given to me for things which had been sold, being chiefly articles which had been sent from Stafford. December 9th morning. This is the last day of the 5th year of the orphan's work. Hitherto the Lord has helped us. This morning there was only 1 pound 1 shilling 9 dimes in hand, but 1 pound 7 shillings was needed for the supply of today. I therefore opened the box in my house, in which 2 shillings 6 dimes was found. This 1 pound 4 shillings 3 dimes I sent up to the orphan house. Evening. There came in during this day 1 pound 6 shillings 6 dimes. Out of this I had to pay away 1 pound 2 shillings, so that now at the close of the year Though the balance amounts to £15, 6.5 dimes, there is only 4 shillings, 6.25 dimes in hand, as the rest has been put by for the rent, which is due up to this time. With this 4 shillings, 6.5 dimes, we have now to commence the 6th year, leaning upon the living God, who most assuredly during this year also will help us in every way, as our circumstances may call for it. The expenditure for the orphans from December 10, 1839 to December 10, 1840 was £900, 11 shillings, 2.5 dimes. This way of living brings the Lord remarkably near. He is, as it were, morning by morning, inspecting our stores, that accordingly he may send help. Greater and more manifest nearness of the Lord's presence I have never had than when after breakfast there were no means for dinner, and then the Lord provided the dinner for more than 100 persons, or when after dinner there was no means for tea, and yet the Lord provided the tea, and all this without one single human being having been informed about our need. This, moreover, I add, that although we who have been eyewitnesses of these gracious interpositions of our Lord have not been so benefited by them as we might and ought to have been, yet we have in some measure derived blessings from them. One thing is certain, that we are not tired of doing the Lord's work in this way. December 9, 1840 to May 10, 1842. December 12th. Only 4 shillings had come in to meet this day's necessities. Thus we should not have had sufficient means to provide for the dinner in the girls' orphan house, had not 6 shillings come in this morning, just in time to help us through the difficulty. Still, we had no means to buy bread, and few other little things which were needed. In addition to all this, it was Saturday, and therefore provisions for 2 days needed to be procured. About 4 o'clock this afternoon, one of the sisters in the orphan houses, to whom I had some days since sent a little money for her own personal necessities, gave £1. Thus we were able to purchase sufficient provisions to last till breakfast on Monday morning. These last days have been very trying. The poverty has been greater than ever. The Lord, however, has not confounded us, but has strengthened our faith and always given us necessities. December 14, 1840. Though £2.10 had come in yesterday, there was still not sufficient this morning to buy coals in the boys' and girls' orphan houses. But the Lord kindly supplied us with means for that also. For there were given today 6 silver teaspoons and a pair of silver sugar tongs. I received also £1.10, which yesterday had been anonymously given for rent. This evening was the first of our public meetings at which I gave the account of the Lord's dealings with us in regard to this work during the last year. It was a good season. I felt much assisted by the Lord and was through grace very happy, so that none of those who were present can have read in my countenance that I have nothing at all in hand towards the supply of the necessities of tomorrow. After the meeting this evening, 2.5 dimes was left anonymously at my house. December 15th, the day commenced with 2.5 dimes in hand. My eyes were directed to the living God. I was looking out for help. The greatness of our need led me to expect it. About 11 o'clock, I received from Barnstaple a £5 note and 0.5 sovereign. Thus the Lord in his faithful love delivered us. Half an hour afterwards, I had the report from the orphan houses about the state of things today, which will show how seasonably the money from Barnstaple came. Brother R.B., master at the boys' orphan house, wrote that there was never less bread in the orphan houses at any time than this morning, and that both in the boys' and infant orphan houses, all bread had been cut up for use. December 19th, only 11 shillings, 2 dimes came in since the day before yesterday, as I have had to pay out today £6.10, it being Saturday. We have now again only 5 shillings, 9 dimes left, which is just enough to meet the expenses of a parcel, the arrival of which had been announced. December 20th, the Lord has again sent in rich supplies. He remembered that there was nothing in hand for the orphans, and that we, who care for them, desire, through grace, not to be anxiously concerned about tomorrow. There came in today altogether £6.17. December 31st, 1840. The Lord has been pleased to send me this year, for my temporary necessities, £242, 8 shillings, 11.5 dimes. 1841, January 1st. Since December 20th, there has come in not only as much as was needed, but more. During this week, we have daily met for prayer, for the special purpose of asking the Lord to give us the means for having the last year's report printed. It is 3 weeks since it might have been sent to the press. We felt this now to be a matter of special importance, as if the report were not soon printed, it would be known that it arose from want of means. By the donations which came in during these last days for the orphans, and by £10 which was given today for the other funds, we have the means of defraying the expenses of about two-thirds of the printing, and therefore a part of the manuscript was sent off, trusting that the Lord would be pleased to send in more means before two sheets are printed off. But if not, we should then stop till we have more. Evening. There came in still further £5, and also 10 shillings and 3 shillings. January 11th, Monday. During the last week, the Lord had not only supplied us richly with all we needed for the orphans, but enabled us to put by several pounds towards printing the report. On Saturday evening, there was only 3 shillings 6 dimes left. On this account, I was looking out for answers to my prayers for means, and the Lord did not disappoint me. There came in altogether yesterday £9, 16 shillings 4 dimes. We have now enough even for the last part of the report. Thus, the Lord has been pleased to answer our prayers in this respect also. This afternoon, when there was only 2 shillings 6 dimes in hand, there came in, by the sale of articles, £3, 9 shillings 6 dimes, and by a donation of £5. January 13th, this morning, I had, again, not one penny in hand for the orphans, though there was enough for today by the orphan houses, as I had sent yesterday sufficient for 2 days, the little stock being exhausted. I had been led to the Lord in prayer for fresh supplies, when soon afterwards a brother called on me and stated that, in considering the necessities of the poor on the account of the cold season, the orphans had likewise been brought to his mind, and that he had brought me £15 for them. This afternoon there came in still further £1 from 2 sisters as a thank offering for many mercies during the past year. Likewise, £10 from a friend in Christ for the orphan houses. Altogether, the Lord has been pleased to send in this day £30, 2 shillings, 3 dimes, whilst when the day commenced, I had nothing at all in hand. January 23rd, this day commenced without anything in hand. In addition to this, it was Saturday. About 9 o'clock, QQ called to see me, but as I was in prayer with my family, she did not stay. About half an hour afterwards, she called a second time and gave £5 for the orphan and said, "I bring this because it is Saturday and it may be needed." This sister was not deterred by not seeing me the first time, because our father knew we had need of the money. February 13th, Saturday morning, the Lord sent in yesterday £1, 15 shillings, which, though not enough for the day, was a little to commence with. Evening, scarcely had I set off this morning the £1, 15 shillings to the orphan houses, when I received from Clapham £9, 6 shillings 6 dimes and 6 yards of calico for the orphans, so that £1 more, which was needed to meet this day's demands, could be supplied. We are very poor in reference to the funds for the other objects, and have now determined to meet daily for prayer till the Lord may be pleased to send help. There are now 4 sisters in the house staying at our house. This morning we had only 2 shillings left of our own money, when there was sent to us for ourselves from Clapham a sovereign and 2 pounds of tea, and from Manchester 5 shillings worth of postage stamps. Thus the Lord has kindly helped us for the present. February 14th, the Lord has had pity and helped us in some measure. A brother gave me £5 for the first 4 objects of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. March 4th, from February 22nd up to this day, our necessities in the day schools were supplied by 13 small donations and by a donation of £8 from QQ. Today, I received £15 from AB. When this arrived, there was not one penny in hand for the day schools, whilst 2 days later about £7 would be needed. As the money was not given for any particular part of the fund, it was put to this fund. There was also only £2 in the orphan fund. This money came from a considerable distance and from a brother who never had assisted in this work before, whereby the Lord afresh shows how easily he can raise up new helpers. March 19th, I had been for some time again very weak in the body, on account of which it appeared to me desirable to take a change. Today I had fully determined to leave, as I am now exceedingly weak, but we had no means for it. This morning there was given me a check for £15, of which £5 is for Brother Craig and £5 for myself and £5 for the orphans. Thus,
My way, even as to means, is made quite plain. March 20th, Nailsworth. When I came here today and heard about the state of the saints here and in the neighborhood, I could not but think that the Lord had sent me to this place to labor for a season. March 22nd. Truly God has sent me here. Certain matters which have been brought to light through my being here prove it. May the Lord make it still more abundantly plain that He has sent me here. How to obtain certain knowledge of forgiveness of sins. A sister in the Lord in Ireland who did not see her acceptance before God and who was habitually without the assurance that she was a child of God, that she is born again, that her sins are forgiven, and that she will be saved, in her distress of mind wrote to me about this matter, as her case is by no means a solitary one, but as there are so many children of God who do not know that they are children of God, as there are so many whose sins are forgiven who do not know that they are forgiven, and as there are so many who will be saved who do not know that they will be saved, and who are continually afraid of what would become of them were they to be taken out of the world, I have thought it well to have something here on this most important subject. Leaving off on how to obtain certain knowledge of forgiveness of sins, page 148, year 1841.